Beer Geek Radio, once again on the air, and I'm your host. My name is Brad.
This is your sick co-host, Steven, unfortunately.
Sick? No, you sound fine. This is your non-sick co-host, Chris.
The third wheel. We're here for the Stout Shakedown Tournament, which is extremely exciting, and we have a guest with us today, a good friend of mine. His name is Travis. Say hello, Travis.
Hello, everybody.
Well, we want to give you guys an opportunity to get to know Travis just a little bit before we move forward. So tell us a little bit about your damn self there, Travis.
Oh, well, thank you, Brad. I'm happy to be here just to get to try a couple things. I've never really gotten to do a blind, like an official blind tasting. So it'll be cool to see if something that I think is going to be really good isn't as good as something that I didn't think was as good. Kind of like when you guys ran into the whole Blue Moon fiasco, which was beautiful. I loved that.
I'm glad that our pie on our face was your pleasure.
That was awesome. I thought it was pretty funny. It worked out really well, and I love just kind of the, oh man, but this one's this way. So I think this one's a little more craft, and then nope, there it goes. But I've only seriously been drinking beers, like trying to find things that I really like, for the past couple of years. So stouts, anything that's really assertive in flavor, stouts, IPAs, anything that's barrel aged, sours, those are typically the things that I like. So it being this time of year, it's going to be cool to get to drink some awesome stouts.
That's why I'm super stoked about this, because we did a barrel-aged stout tournament once before, and we've had people clamoring for a non-barrel-aged stout tournament, so now we're here to deliver that, but with a twist, because that's just the way we work. So we have oatmeal stouts and Russian Imperial stouts. We've got four of each. In each quarterfinal episode, an oatmeal stout will face off against another oatmeal stout, and then Russian Imperial against Russian Imperial, so we can work our way to the finals and finally see which one we think is better. Well, you guys, I don't really need to go into too much detail on how our tournaments work. If you're listening for the first time, shame on you. And so you'll just have to follow along. We've got beer A and beer B. They're going to be pouring our glasses in just a moment. We're going to leave the room. We'll be back. And then once we're here, we'll be judging some beers, and we'll see you guys in just a sec. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Well, much like other tournaments, we're back in the room, and there's just a look of excitement on all our faces, because now there's stouts in front of us.
I see beer.
Beer's always good.
I'm getting
Black
really
beer
excited.
Is even better.
Well, and the mystery here not only is what beer which, but we have two styles that could possibly be here, like we said, oatmeals or Russian Imperials, so that's going to be half the fun, picking. I don't know. Chris, are you going to do predictions this tournament? You didn't last one.
I've had all but one of the beers.
Oh, wow.
So I feel comfortable maybe doing predictions.
Okay, well, let's get started with smell.
All right. You're talking predictions of which beer is which?
Or? Yeah. No, yeah. like what beer
it's a little
this
fun.
Is.
Yeah,
wow.
Right before, yeah, normally right before
move.
We
I have no problem getting egg on my face, obviously.
No, that's a bold maneuver. I like it.
Normally before we do, this is the first time Travis has sat in on a tournament episode. Before we reveal our winners, sometimes we like to do predictions. And that's really fun when we did IPAs. It was a little bit more difficult when we did winter warmers.
Right.
But I don't know. I think it'll be fun here too.
Oh yeah. But smell on A. Which style are you leaning toward, just on smell alone?
I'm going to keep that to myself until we actually are ready. Until I've smelled it and tasted it at the same time.
What flavors are you getting out then? Let's at least give them something.
Big roasty character, some dark chocolate even.
I get all roast.
Yeah.
Like that.
I'm not getting too much roast, but getting, because my nose is semi-plucked up.
Like a tiny little hint of like an anise or fennel.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I'm getting that too. Like almost like a black licorice, but it's not. And I hate that flavor, but or even that smell, but it's not. It's so small that it doesn't ruin this beer for me. That's just me.
I can pick that up.
Yeah, I think it's roast and almost like a, not like a sweeter chocolate, but like a that like bitter.
Yeah.
Bitter dark chocolate. Almost kind of like cooking chocolate.
Yeah, it's like really bitter dark chocolate. Like if you ate a chocolate chip before it got melted, that it's just not good. Not for me, at least.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. It's just real dark, and I'm not a fan of that normally. But in a beer, it works. At least for me, it does. Well, I want to taste this damn thing. How about you guys?
I'm ready for it.
All right, cheers, guys.
Cheers. I like the mix of glass and plastic.
We make do with what we have around here. Mm-hmm. Oh, woo. Woody.
Yeah. Still really roasted.
Oh, I can taste the roast.
Oh, it's all roast.
I can't smell the roast. Yeah. I can taste
it's like roast. It's a little, to me, it's like roast and like a little barrel. Like, mm-hmm. not that it was like sitting in the barrels, but it's just got that like kind of mm-hmm. that oaky, woody.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, none of these were aged on oak chips of any kind, I don't think.
Man. No, I don't believe so.
But I get a lot of roasted grain out of this.
Oh, yeah. Ton. And that anise fennel thing, that does not come through with the taste at all.
Yeah, you don't get any of that.
No, and I'm glad, too. What about the heat? Is it boozy? Is it? Cause,
no,
I mean,
I don't think it's boozy.
The alcohol, the alcohol, the ABVs in this tournament range from fairly low to all the way up to 12. So that's going to be one thing that we can use as mm-hmm. either an outlier or maybe a descriptor is to kind of let us know what beer it is. But I'm not getting booze, but
I'm
it
getting
is.
Getting that bitter chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Real strong.
Yeah. And the aftertaste on it, I mean, it sits pretty potent.
All right.
But it's a good.
I'm okay if I have a little egg on my face here. Now that I've both smelled it and tasted it, I'm going to go with the Russian Imperial.
I'm going with Russian.
Oh, absolutely.
I was going off Russian straight up the smell.
Yeah. I was actually leaning towards oatmeal on the smell of B.
So was I.
Well, you're getting ahead of the game,
I was like, there's
Steven?
No way. Yep. B, I'm kind of up in there about, but A, the smell is... I'm like, that's
so
got to
be
Russian.
But now that we're tasting it, I can see Russian.
To be fair, one of these beers in this tournament is... considered an oatmeal stout by some, but by others it's considered a Russian Imperial. But we had word from the brewer, Chris talked to the brewer, and he said, no, it's an oatmeal stout. That's where it needs to be categorized, and that's where we have it, and that's the way it works for us.
That's cool.
But I just
don't think it's that beer.
I wouldn't think it is either. I
Not
wouldn't think
chance.
It is either.
Not a chance.
I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't think so. That's going to be one that kind of announces its presence immediately.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm ready to smell B because Steven kind of let the cat out of the bag. So
yeah,
let's go smell
that.
B.
Get in it.
I kind of know what you're talking about a little bit there. I smell a little oatmeal on B.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it has a sweetness.
It's less pronounced. It's a little bit sweeter, almost like a cookie dough kind of sweetness to
Thank
it.
Thank you. Yeah, that's what I was getting at.
Yeah,
I like the smell on B more than I do A.
I don't know.
They're both pleasurable, but in different ways.
Yeah, I kind of like the smell on A better.
Yep.
Go figure. I don't know. Because I get the sweetness on B, but that's really all I get. It's not really a complex smell for me.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Travis? What are you thinking?
I like the smell on A, but like I said before in the intro, is beers that I'm typically enjoying the most are the ones that are pretty assertive. I mean, they got to be balanced, but I like ones that hit you and they got bold flavors. Yep. And A, the smell... I haven't tasted B yet, but the smell and the taste on A, it's I like where that's going, and we'll see. This smells good. It smells like I could drink more of it than this in a sitting, but that doesn't always necessarily mean I like the taste.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing that we've always run into on this show with any tournament is that so very often a beer that smells a certain way doesn't taste that way when you try it.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Yeah. Well, I'm ready to taste B too, so once again, cheers,
let's
guys.
See you.
Cheers.
I wouldn't think it's an oatmeal.
It almost tastes, I don't know if it's the right word, but it almost has more of like a viscous feel to it than
it
does to me.
It's it's lighter, mm-hmm. a lighter mouthfeel for me. It doesn't have as much body, but it really, I'm getting roastiness out of it, but it is sweeter than A.
Mm-hmm. It has a creamier feel to it.
Yeah. A little bit, yeah. That's a good word. I like that. Because, yeah, it is smoother, but.
It's kind of underwhelming for me, man. All I'm getting is just like a little bit of astringent taste and not much else. I'm getting a whole lot more out of A, to be honest.
Well, that's going to be the beauty of rinsing my palate and going back and forth with these because, yeah, I think a lot of that underwhelming feeling you're getting from B has a lot to do with the fact that A has a lot going on. There's a lot of body on A.
I have a guess for both these beers already.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
I kind of do too, but we'll see.
I don't even remember what the ones were, like what the list
was. Well, that's also a good point, Travis. I'm glad you said that because not that you said that on purpose for this, but I don't know. We didn't go through all the totals or the whole lineup ahead of time. So for those listening, that's my bad. on the oatmeal side, we've got Firestone Walker Velvet Merlin, Figaro Mountain Stagecoach Stout, Rogue Shakespeare Stout, and Rituals Big Deluxe. On the Russian Imperial side, we've got Stone Russian Imperial Stout, North Coast Old Rasputin, Great Divide Yeti, And the last one is Sierra Nevada Narwhal.
Really good beers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
I
should have gotten to that earlier. My apologies.
I'm almost 100% sure. Sorry, 100% certain that we're drinking Russian Imperials right now.
I'm pretty close to that too. We've been completely wrong before though.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm not I'll super go well
versed, but I agree. Like, see, and I think it's fun actually trying to. I like the idea of trying to guess what the beer is, because now I'm after hearing the list again, I'm.
I
get the wheels turning, and I'm like, I think I know. I think I know what it is, but
I'm about 90% on A because it was one of the beers that I bought, and I have one about 2 weeks ago or a week ago, somewhere in there. So I have an idea on A.
I'd be willing to take a stab eventually on it.
Okay, well, not that we're in any kind of rush, because we're not. Are you guys at all close to having a winner of what beer you think is better overall?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, we're right about where we normally are after having both beers and a little bit of commentary. All right, well, go ahead, Chris. Give us your predictions. What do you think this is? You seem pretty certain.
You want them right now?
Yeah, sure.
The beers?
Okay. Yeah.
It's not going to sway anybody's mind. They're all pretty much made up anyway, right?
I'm pretty sure.
I'm damn near sure the beer is Yeti.
Okay.
I recognize a woody character on it that I got when I tried a bottle fairly recently. And beer B... if I had to wager a guess, I'm leaning toward Rasputin.
That's kind of what I think, because I don't think that would be Narwhal, because Narwhal is much more bold.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't.
I agree with Chris 100%. That's exactly what I was going to say. I was going to say Yeti is A, and North Coast Old Rasputin is B.
Okay, all right.
That's
what about
my guess.
Steven, how's your opinion?
I'm not going to guess... the actual beers, because like I said, I've only had probably about half of them. But I will guess that I do agree with you guys. It's they're Russian, so it's not oatmeal. That's I'm very confident in that.
I feel like oatmeals in general, just the ones I've had, I mean, they're very good, and I think the Big Deluxe in general stands out mainly. I mean, it's got the alcohol content, but a lot of oatmeal stouts I've had or you find or tend to be a little lower in alcohol content. They're a little lighter bodied. Mm-hmm. Sometimes a little more crisp, or, you know, in the case of the Merlin, it's a little more.
Well, what beer was throwing me off this beer B?
Even that
I
agree.
Well, not necessarily the flavor, but the feel and the smell.
Yeah.
To me, it had a sweetness that I don't. It was a different kind of sweetness that you don't usually get with IRSs. And also, it felt creamy. And I know, like, Rogue's oatmeal stout that's in the tournament that has a creamy feel. A lot of oatmeals have a creamier feel to it.
Oatmeal, when you brew with oatmeal, it tends to lend a nice sweetness, but also a much smoother, velvetier mouthfeel.
But
I'm not getting that either.
As really. I keep going back and forth, I think it's bringing out A's true character, and like it's not really deniable. I believe they are IRSs.
I think part of the reason that I'm thinking that this is the Old Rasputin is because I agree with exactly what you're saying. Like, okay, I was pretty sure A was a Russian Imperial Stout, but B was kind of throwing me off. I'm not sure. But then when I tasted it, and I'm like, okay, I really think these are Russians. I think that B, the reason I think B was Old Rasputin was because I think Old Rasputin is a very, if people want to try... Like, the layperson wants to try a Russian Imperial Stout, this is a very good, like, hey, this is kind of an introduction to... It's a gateway beer. Exactly. Sure. So that's where I'm like...
I kind of feel that way about Stones, too, though. Mm-hmm. To be honest, I haven't had it in quite a while, but I felt that it had that same kind of beginner IRS feel to it.
Yeah, and that's not bad. It's just, like, a great...
Yeah.
Like, okay, cool. You haven't had a stout before here. Try this one. Yeah. I'm not going to be like, you haven't had a stout... Here's a Black Tuesday. Yeah.
You know, it's Old Rasputin,
it's a great way
to
start it, and I love it.
Old Rasputin is a lot of beer drinkers' first craft Russian Imperial Stout.
It was mine?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was. I think I had my first stout I had was obviously Guinness, but I'm talking like a craft domestic stout. I think my first one was Old Rasputin.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's mine such was it was either IRS by Stone or it was Old Rasputin.
It's just an excellent example of the style. It's always available. It's accessible because it comes in. It's convenient. It comes in a 4-pack. It's not that expensive. Yeah. So I mean, it's easy to see why it would be most people's first stout. Plus, they've been making the damn thing forever. So,
yeah.
Well, you guys have our predictions. You guys ready for a winner?
Actually, I've already decided.
All right. I know where I'm going.
Yeah, I'm set.
All right.
Awesome, man.
Okay. So we have our votes are in.
Full House. Oh, I'm confused for a second.
I'll go ahead and tally the votes because you know how there's so many.
This may take a while.
Yeah, I'm only like maybe a quarter of the way there. No, nope. Unanimous.
A.
So no tiebreaker situation here. So your palate must not be that bad then, Steven. Well, A is our winner, and the predictions seem to be pretty similar between Chris and Travis there. The Yeti and the old Rasputin. I'm not really sure. I'm pretty positive these are Russian Imperials, though. Oh, so that's as far as I can go with a prediction. But I'm ready for the winner.
Yeah, how awesome would it be if it ended up just being Stagecoach and Rogue? I'd be like, oh, my God.
I would probably quit. No, I'm just kidding.
We are terrible at this.
I'm ready. Are you ready? Let's see it. Oh,
holy crap.
We were way off.
Surpriser there.
So A is Stone IRS and B is Sierra Nevada Narwhal.
Huh.
Man, I had Narwhal like maybe not as recently as I would have thought, but it seems so much more bold and flavor than we had.
Stone's a lot more bold than I remember it being.
That's man. Wow.
It's a bit of a mind freak.
That was that was assertive.
Dang. Yeah. All right, well, Travis, this is the first time you've sat in on this episode. Now that you've pretty much seen how it all goes, what do you think?
I like it. I like the idea behind it because, I was getting a little cocky in my head. I'm like, oh, the guy who usually does the guesses has the exact same guess as me. I should be pretty good at this.
That's
Have you listened to the episodes, man? I'm never right.
And that's pretty much exactly the logic I used when I picked, like, when we did the first Can You Spot the Craft episode. When they were both, they picked a letter, and I'm like, Dad, they can't both be wrong. And I picked the same letter because I'm like, I'm too much in my own head right now. And then it turned out we were unanimously wrong. Well, Stone IRS advances into the semifinals in the Stout Shakedown. Yeah. So I'm actually really excited because that's obviously a local brewery, and we've been drinking that stuff forever. So. Yep. Well, goodbye, Sierra Nevada Narwhal, even though you're still an awesome beer.
That's crazy.
See, it's a lot.
That's awesome, though.
When you're listening to it, you're thinking in your head, like, I've had these beers before. I'd be able to tell the difference between them, right?
Yeah.
It's a little bit more difficult in person.
The Narwhal I had last year, and I had it, like, twice, and I remember really liking it, and I remember not thinking that it was, like, this huge, big beer, but... I guess it just paled in assertiveness compared to Stone's IRS.
I agree. I totally agree. That's it crazy. Wasn't what I would have thought.
That's awesome. Actually, that was cool.
Well, thanks guys for listening to the first quarterfinal episode of the Stout Shakedown. We're going to continue on Thursday with another rendition. So whether it could be Russian Imperials or Oatmeals, I'm really excited. Thanks, Travis, for sitting in, man. It's a pleasure to finally sit down and get you on the show.
Man, no, thanks. I appreciate it. That was a lot of fun. Cool. I dig it.
Glad you enjoyed it.
You guys know where to find us. All of our contact information is on our Facebook. We're also on Twitter, Instagram, and you can track our alcoholism on Untapped. And keep tuned to those social networks for any tournament happenings and updates. For Beer Geek Radio, I'm your host. My name is Brad.
And this is Steven.
And this is Francisco. I mean, Chris Martin.
Once again, thanks, Travis.
Oh, no, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.